In this video, we address an important boundary, legal awareness without legal advice. Christian wedding officiants must be responsible. Weddings often involve civil law. There may be requirements about marriage licenses, authorized officiants, filing deadlines, witnesses, signatures, age requirements, prior divorces, name changes, and local procedures. These things matter, but most wedding officiants are not attorneys. A Christian wedding officiant should not pretend to give legal advice. The role is ministry, not law practice. So what should the officiant do? The officiant should become legally aware, procedurally careful, and humble about limits. Legal awareness means you know that civil requirements exist. You know that requirements can vary by state, county, nation, or institution. You know that the couple is responsible to obtain the proper license or documentation. You know that the officiant may have filing responsibilities. You know that mistakes can create real problems. Legal advice would be telling a couple how the law applies to a complicated divorce, immigration concern, inheritance issue, custody question, name change dispute, or contested marriage situation. That is not the officiant's role. A wise officiant uses careful language. You can say, "I can explain the usual ceremony and filing responsibilities I am aware of, but you should confirm the current requirements with the county clerk, government office, or a qualified legal professional." You can say, "I am not giving legal advice, but I do need to make sure I do not conduct a ceremony in a way that creates confusion." You can say, "Before we proceed, please confirm that your marriage license is valid for this ceremony date and location." This protects the couple. It protects the officiant. It protects the witness of Christian ministry. A ministry sciences observation is helpful. Couples under wedding pressure often assume details are handled. They may be focused on clothing, flowers, family conflict, photography, and the reception. Legal paperwork may become an afterthought. A calm officiant notices this pattern and asks early, not at the last minute. The officiant might include a simple checklist in the planning process. Have you obtained the marriage license? Is it valid for the date and location? Are witnesses required? Who signs? Who files? By what deadline? Where should copies be sent? Again, this is not legal advice. It is responsible ministry practice. Christian philosophy helps us avoid reductionism. If we ignore civil responsibility, we fail the juridical aspect of marriage. Consent, truthfulness, public order, and legal clarity matter. But if we reduce marriage to law, we lose covenant, faith, love, embodiment, household life, and Christ-centered meaning. Both errors are serious. One error says, only the spiritual part matters, so paperwork does not matter. The other error says, only the paperwork matters, so covenant does not matter. The Christian officiant says, civil responsibility matters because truthfulness matters. But Christian marriage is deeper than civil recognition. For the chaplain, this boundary is especially important. Institutional weddings may involve policies, permissions, and documentation. Follow the policy. Do not improvise. For the church staff minister, make sure wedding policies are clear and consistent. For the one wedding officiant, ask questions early and confirm details. For the ordained wedding officiant, build reliable systems. For the life coach minister or romance officiant, remember that coaching conversations should not drift into legal advice. A faithful officiant is not careless, and a faithful officiant is not pretending to be an attorney. The Christian wedding officiant serves with biblical clarity, pastoral warmth, civil responsibility, and humble boundaries.